Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In early October, a Hard Rock Hotel under construction in New Orleans collapsed, injuring dozens and killing three. One of the people injured, Delmer Joel Ramirez Palma, said he raised concerns to his supervisors about the project before its collapse. The Honduran construction worker scrambled to safety as the building crashed down around him, shooting metal and debris everywhere. 2 days after the collapse, Ramirez Palma was arrested and detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And then on Friday, he was deported back to Honduras. Ramirez Palma's lawyer says he was deported because of concerns that he voiced to his employers and in the media. Immigration officials deny those claims, although the circumstances surrounding his deportation remain unclear. The incident raises questions, though, about what it could signal to undocumented workers who encounter safety concerns as the Trump administration continues its crackdown on immigration. Joining me now is Eli Rosenberg, a reporter covering work and labor for The Washington Post. Eli, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Do we know why this Hard Rock Hotel collapsed?
That's not clear right now. This was a major development site on the edge of the French Quarter in New Orleans. It was an 18-story structure. And now that after the collapse, it's become clear that there were some issues on the site. They were flagged for using unlicensed electrical workers in August. And a video actually came out after the collapse that some workers took showing some bent support beams and other construction site issues at the area. But in terms of what specifically caused the collapse, that's the subject of investigation right now that OSHA, the federal agency that investigates these matters, is looking into currently.
Eli, what do we know about the concerns that Delmer Joel Ramirez Palma raised prior to the collapse? I mean, he was also part of a lawsuit against the developers, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the lawsuit was actually filed after he was arrested and picked up for deportation. But a complaint that he and his lawyers have filed with the Department of Labor says that he had noticed a significant number of issues at the site. He's been working in construction for more than 17 years. And he says that he saw things he'd never seen before on a job site. He noticed that the floors were not level. He said he noticed that sometimes on other sites, maybe a half inch, three quarters of an inch. But on this job site, it was more than, I think, 2 inches. He noticed the building swaying actually as well a couple days before the collapse. He reported a bunch of these issues, he and his lawyers say, to his supervisors on the site multiple times. And each time was told to kind of go back and get back to work and not worry about the other things.
Now, Eli, we've talked about whistleblowers on the show a lot, and particularly in light of what's been happening in Washington, D.C. The added complication here is that not only was Ramirez Palma a whistleblower, but he was also an undocumented immigrant worker. Are there protections in place for workers like Ramirez Palma?
Yeah, so this is a complicated area that sort of falls in the nexus between multiple federal agencies and jurisdictions. Obviously, it's a very relevant area as well. You know, there's, I believe, more than 8 million undocumented workers in the workforce here. So inevitably, a large number of them are going to be involved in certain issues on their work sites. As a way to sort of figure out how to deal with these situations, the Department of Labor hashed out what's called a Memorandum of Understanding sort of guideline with ICE and Border Patrol about how to deal with such cases that sort of both workers that end up getting picked up for deportation, but are also potentially involved in worksite issues. And this understanding, which dates to the Obama years, basically did create some protections for workers. It basically created, again, an understanding between the agencies that workers who were involved in workplace issues, whether it was issues around safety, whether it was issues where workers were organizing or unionizing, that they were going to be protected from arrest and deportation, at least while the issue that they were involved in was being investigated and resolved.
Has ICE said anything about their role in his deportation right now? Are they saying that it's not related to his whistleblowing on this project?
Yeah, ICE points to a removal order that Mr. Palma had dating to 2016. They've defended their role in this and said that he was in the country illegally and that he was therefore subject to deportation, again, dating to 2016. Mr. Palma's lawyers say that, yes, he did have that removal order, which he had been sort of fighting relatively unsuccessfully in court, but did have a scheduled check-in with ICE in mid-November, actually, a few weeks after his arrest, that he planned to attend. And they're not exactly sure why, with the timing of his arrest 2 days after the building collapse, a building collapse that he was injured in, a building collapse that he was soon to be cooperating in with as a witness, why he was arrested specifically at that point.
Now, have we seen cases similar to what Ramirez Palma dealt with elsewhere in the United States?
There are some cases that are similar that have drawn a lot of attention. There was a case in Vermont where for years a bunch of Latino dairy workers were organizing to petition for fairer pay and sort of living conditions like electricity and running water in their residences. And there actually between 2016 and 2018, about 19 dairy workers who were involved with an advocacy group, Migrant Justice, were arrested and detained by ICE for deportation, according to a lawsuit they filed against the Department of Homeland Security. They say that their rights to organize, their rights to voice, advocate for their own rights were violated, and that they believe that these arrests were a period of targeted harassment. There was another case as well in Boston where a worker who, a construction worker as well, another Honduran man, injured himself on a work site, broke his leg, and filed for workers' compensation and was picked up by ICE later after apparently his boss had sort of notified the police to look into his identity. So there are some cases that have come out on this, and I think these cases actually raise the question of what are the other cases out there that we don't know about, and what are the other cases that are going to happen in the future now that it's clear the deck has been tipped a little bit away from workers' favor.
Eli Rosenberg is a reporter covering work and labor for The Washington Post. Eli, thanks so much.
Thank you.